Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your guy, Josh Norman.
Yeah.
He was asked what it means to bounce back from a home loss on the road. He wouldn't even ask, hey, are you mad at the fans?
Yeah.
This must have been just right on the tip of his tongue. Of course, this has been a big story all day. I haven't talked about it till today because I want to get your response. Excuse me, till right now. This is from the locker room, I believe, after the loss. Let's roll the whole clip, if you don't mind, Landfill.
I feel like we played Bear Underworld. I'm not going to lie. Like, gosh, man. It just seems like the true fans, the big ones, they really be with us on the road. And we feed off of that. We go into the home stands, we seem like, you know, it's like a open bubble. You know? I was like a other team's turf or something. They hear more of them than you do us. And if something bad happens, they suck. Sit back in their seat and boo. I don't know. Started to be this year when I'm starting to see that. It's kind of crazy because the first couple of years, I've been here, you would see sellouts and see people all, you know, happy and excited and all quarterbacks fans. And now you go around to the whole NFC East teams, the Phillies, the Giants, and, you know, even Dallas. They sold out. People in the seats, they cheering for their team. Regardless, good or bad or indifferent, they still showing up each and every week, you know, going hard. And even the Giants, when there was 1-6, you know, they had a sellout crowd. They was all in there, packed, still. You know, we come back to our home, it seems like guys just don't really care. They just boo everything and not really behind us. We don't really feel that. And I'm tired of it, really. I mean, play all the games on the road, if you ask me, but at the end of the day, the people who are going to be for you, the fans is really on your back there, I'll be there. The other ones, man, it is what it is, you know. We can't really speak on them. They don't talk about what they talk about anyway. They're all keyboard warriors.
Keyboard warriors. There's a couple of different things that he's dealing with there. But he said he'd rather play the rest of his games on the road. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, he tripping.
DJ Swearinger was on with Grant and Danny earlier today, and he was asked about these comments, and he responded with this.
You can't be a bandwagon. You can't jump off that bandwagon. You got to be loyal through the ups and downs, through the thick and thin. If you're a true fan, you know, that's what you call a true fan. But, you know, if you're a fan that just like the colors or like the whatever you like, you know, you may get discouraged. You know, not 25 years is a long time. But like I said, if you're a true fan, you know, a true fan is going to be loyal.
Not as scathing, I would say. Yeah. But, you know, you can hear that there's a little criticism there as well. For the record, the Redskins are 3-2 at home this year.
Mm-hmm.
3-1 away from the building. So a little bit better.
Well, at least we're 3-2 at home.
I mean, not bad, right?
They're above 500.
You have a great relationship with the fan base. I see it every time we go out anywhere. I saw it on Saturday, and you are what I think everyone would refer to as a fan favorite. But we have had some pretty open and honest conversations about what happens inside of FedEx Field. Steelers come to town, Packers come down, and all that. Two things I want to ask you, Santana. Your response to his comments, and are you surprised that Josh made those comments after a win?
Well, first of all, after a win, I think he got caught up in the moment. You know what I mean? He was in the moment. He had a good game. They went out there and played a tough offense and came away with a W. And half the time when Josh talking, man, I don't know what he be talking about because he just go on and, you know, and on just like that. Like, he went off of what Willie was probably asked. But it has some truth to it, you know what I'm saying? And I say this. I love the fans here. I love the fan base here. It's unfortunate for those guys because we only went to what? I went to the playoffs 3 times while I was here, and we packed the house. We packed the house every year. So, yes, it's unfortunate because I asked the same question watching the Colts game. Where are the fans? You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to say, well, maybe it's too early. And, you know, as the game go on, I was there for just the first half of the game before I went to work. And I'm sitting there like, where are the fans? So, you know, the guys feel it. And they probably had it in them and they just wanted to say something about it. Now, does that make you play better or play any lesser than what you've been playing? No, because I've been on teams where even when I was in Miami my first year, it was 5-6 that year. And, you know, in Miami is one of those cities where fans are doing a lot. You know, even when you're good, they're doing a whole lot. If you're not playing your rivalry, if you're not playing the Florida State, you're not playing the big games, they're not going to show up half the time. So, you know, to see
nice
that,
out all the time.
Yeah, and it's nice out all the time. It's always something to do. To see the guys here have to deal with what they're dealing with now, you know, you wonder why. You wonder what's going on with the fan base. But the guys that's showing up, the fans that's showing up, true, they're not talking to you guys. You know, probably the ones that's booing, yeah. But the ones that's showing up and being there, they're talking about the ones that's not showing up anymore and the ones that's there not to really be there. You know, I understand that the fans get pissed off and get tired, and most of the fans are not coming because of the organization itself. You know, it's not the players. You know, it's a lot of fans I bump into all the time. They're like, oh, well, screw this and screw that. I love my Skins, but I can't take it. You know what I mean? I can't take it no more. And I understand them, but what they're saying is, man, if you're a fan, if you're riding with us, if you've been there before, keep coming, because they feed off of that. You know, they feed off of what all the energy that you guys give. And that's one of the reasons why when I'm out in the streets and I'm doing my appearances and I'm showing up at these different spots and I'm meeting these people, that's why I sit there and converse with them. That's why I sit there and show the love that they showed me for so many years and show them the appreciation that I have for them appreciating what I display, you know, every game day or game night. Because without them, half of the time, it's no me. You know, yeah, I might be out there playing, but I really appreciate you guys rocking the stadium and wearing those 89 jerseys and even rocking it to this day, you know?
I got a lot of thoughts on this, Santana, because first of all, if you buy a ticket, you can boo. It's fine.
You can do what you want.
But you have – these are the guys that are winning the games for you. DJ Swearinger and Josh Norman are the guys that go out there winning the games for you. They are telling you that it helps when you don't boo, that it helps when you show up. Fans criticize everybody,
yeah.
The coaches, the guys calling the games, the guys, the officials.
They criticize wins these days.
That's all I've been getting all day long, bitching and moaning and complaining about everything, which, again, is your right. But are you so sensitive that you can't take some of that back with these guys saying, we would like a little bit better because it helps us. We respond to that.
Yeah.
I don't see anything wrong with what he said. I guess you could ask, should he have said it?
You know, and that's the only thing I would say. You know, I say that. You know, I look at it like this. Everybody is entitled to what they want to say, their own opinion. And if that's the way he felt, that's the way he felt. You know, are you going to rock with him less or even more? Who knows? But you shouldn't be up or down with it. If you rock with him, you rock with him. Be mad at him for a little while and then, you know, get over it, man. Get out your feelings. Don't be in your feelings. He expressed his feelings after a victory, and he's done with it. But as a fan base, man, you know, it is a shame to not see these guys show up for these guys, because the football has been played a little better here. Yes, I understand there's a lot of things that they might want to see different, want to see a little more consistency, and we all want that. But they've been playing some good football for the last few years. Have it been showing up in the playoffs or getting playoffs berths? No, but they've been playing a lot better than what we displayed, you know, on a consistent basis. And that's one of the things that, to me, should motivate fans to come out and want to be a part of it, because I think that little more extra, you know, a couple of bodies here and there might give these guys that little nod or that little push that they're looking for.
Let me ask you that. Should he be saying this after a win this way?
It's no particular right time or wrong time. You know, if that's what he had on his mind, then, you know, hey, share it. I feel that.
I'd
sometime.
Rather you be honest, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. And I think Josh is one of those guys. He shares a lot with you guys. He's always, you know, he's long-winded when he gets behind that mic and he says a lot. So I'm not pissed off with him saying it. I understand the fans might be pissed off a little bit, but for the ones that's showing up, you shouldn't be, because you're there. And they respect that and they appreciate that. Now, the ones that's not showing up, I can't make you buy a ticket. You know, man. I can't tell you what to do with your money. But if you're rocking with them and you've been there before, come on, rock with these guys. I mean, look, at the end of the day, if you're going to sit here, and I know how the city gets after wins. I know how the city gets after, you know, playoff bursts. And I know how it is when we beat the rival teams, the Giants, the Eagles, and the Cowboys. If you guys going to rep these guys as hard as you rep these guys throughout the city, through your workday, go out there Sunday, man, enjoy the games, you know? I understand it's not what you want or not, you know, some games is not, you know, doesn't pan out the way you want it all the time, but show up. Show up and enjoy the atmosphere. Tailgate. Go into that stadium and rock the house. Get those guys something that they want and allow them to pay you back. You know what I mean? If you go out there and pack that stadium and them guys don't play well, cheer them on. Let them know that we still here. You know, we still here, and we believe in you, and we stand beside you and stand behind you, so you can give those guys faith to go out there and be better. You know, I've always felt like I let the fans down when I didn't show up. Yeah, I let myself down. Yeah, I let my team down. Yeah, I let the man who gave me the ability to play the game down. Like, that's me. That's how I felt. You know, I used to go and be pissed the F off, you know. And so I'm sure that those guys feel the same way. You know, they want to show out for you. They want to show up and show out for you. And trust me, man, I'm just talking and thinking back when those fans was out there when we played games, I always got a kick out of little things, man. Like, I would go and pray in the end zone away from the locker rooms. And for some odd reason, that whole end zone knew the timing out when I say my little thing and I did my little thing to S-Dot and I look up at the sky and it seemed like they all had this little one little saying they would do. Like, that got me going. You know what I mean? That right there let me know that they feel me. They know what I'm about to go out here and do. I'm about to lay it on the line for them and for my teammates. So those guys need some of that, man. And it pays big dividends when they can see that and feel that intensity and that electrifying intensity through the stands.
I haven't taken calls on this all day to wait to do it with you here. You want to take up calls on this?
Let's do it.
I think people needed to hear what you had to say about it. But a lot of people are upset by this. I'll say this also. With Redskins fans and, you know, your ability to spend money on the tickets. And well, you know, let me go ahead and we'll break now and get caught up and then we'll take a whole bunch of calls. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. 800-636-1067. You heard Santana's reaction to what Josh Norman said, what DJ Swearinger had to say. Let's get your reaction to those comments. First time we've done it here on this show today. 800-636-1067. Got some calls already coming in on the line. We'll talk to you guys next. Santana Moss. It's with me until 6:30 on Chad Dukes versus the World. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.